Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, and I am speaking to you about the week beginning March 7th, Monday, March 7th, and ending on Sunday, March 13th, where I see a notation that daylight savings time begins at 2 a.m., if you're one of those places. That has daylight savings time in the United States, I guess, but, you know, I don't know. They do things different times than us in other parts of the world. So, here it is, a week after a lot of shifting, changing insanity. We certainly had a Mars-Pluto conjunction, didn't we? Well, it was an orb before it became exact, so yes. There is, of course, a lot of association and charts that are being discussed by mundane astrologers, and that is something that I won't get into here. So, Monday, the 7th, we have a Taurus moon, which is more of a steadying influence, and we could certainly use that. And we start off with very good aspects indeed. We have a sextil to Jupiter, 8:49 a.m. Eastern, and a sextil to the Sun in Pisces, 12:03 p.m. Eastern. So the morning in the East Coast is the time to see if you can plant things that you want to have growing, especially in the realm of finance, but also in the yard. If you were able to get out that morning to some planting, you'd get prolific results. But once we get past 12:03, and that's Eastern time, so that's only 9:03 a.m. out on the West Coast, we have the moon going square Saturn in Aquarius until just a few minutes before 5 p.m. Eastern. So the afternoon, it has obstacles and blocks. And then we open up the energy and we get the sextil from Taurus moon to Neptune in Pisces. And that's until 11:03 Eastern time p.m. there. So the evening is gentle, enjoyable, nice, creative, spiritual. But after the sextil is over, we've got a long time to get to the exact square to Mercury in Aquarius from Moon and Taurus, and that will happen at 9:04 a.m. Eastern time. Now, this is where you could have some issues with, you know, the Mercury energy in Aquarius is very fixed in ideas, and so is the moon in Taurus in its own feeling space. So if there are differences, it will be hard to resolve. So it can be very different values. And if you are having other kinds of issues, it's the icy quality maybe, or the cold quality of Aquarius coming in. And, you know, Moon and Taurus, it isn't like a warm position necessarily, but it can be very physical, sensual, you know, tactile kind of energy. And Mercury in Aquarius isn't really that. But once that clears, the moon in Taurus trines Pluto in Capricorn, 9:35 a.m. So if you put on your thinking cap, you have had some good advice, and then things can get into some sort of workable condition and structure. There's a void, of course, Taurus moon, until the moon enters Gemini, 1:40 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. And since we now have Mars and Venus in Aquarius, we've got this to look forward to, a trine from Gemini moon to Mars in Aquarius until 5:40 p.m. Great time to get out there. We're in the waxing first quarter of the moon. Get some information out there, you know, put some energy behind making contacts and also receiving, getting some information that you need. We are going to have the trine to Venus in Aquarius shortly thereafter, 6:27 p.m., which is, you know, finding and enlisting happy agreements with others. And so that's really possible. So you've got about, you know, a half hour or a little bit more than a half hour, 47 minutes, I guess, to get that moon trine Venus. And so that will be pleasant. And since it is really going to be a long time before the next aspect, you can feel that energy coming, is still coming in the evening on Tuesday. However, in the realm of electional or horary astrology, it is no longer approaching aspect trine Venus. So if you're looking at anything that has to do with the future, you don't have that aspect in play. What you have in play now is the moon's square to Jupiter in Pisces, and that doesn't take place until 10:07 p.m., the exact aspect, on Wednesday, the 9th. So that's why I said you have a long time before you get close to that. So you may still be feeling that the happy energy of the trine to Venus on Tuesday night. While that probably overly expansive energy of Moon Square Jupiter is coming in, and also, you know, the thinking mind can be dealing with some, you know, flim-flam on a square to Jupiter in Pisces on the 9th, Mercury is changing signs this week, and it enters Pisces at 8:32 p.m. So now we're going to have Jupiter and Neptune and Mercury in Pisces. So more Pisces energy for us to look at and deal with. And Mercury there is, well, you know, it's air usually that feeds the mind. And to go into the deep sea isn't really the place that Mercury would enjoy that much. However, if we look at things and everything has useful value, and it does, Mercury in Pisces is going to be more open to or aware of the psychic input or the feelings that are coming in. It's different. Mercury is wanting to be analytical, and it also likes to move quickly and be able to figure things out, but the Pisces energy doesn't do that so much. It's a mind that is going into retreat, sort of. It's not really a Mercury retrograde, but has some of that feeling to it. The mind isn't as focused. So just be aware of that. Mercury will be in Pisces until, let's see, it's not going to retrograde, I can tell you that, until the 27th of March, when it will shift radically into fire, go into Aries. So that's what we're looking at with that. And in the meantime, we will still have Venus and Mars in Aquarius. So that's going to be into the beginning of April. And by the time Venus gets to Pisces, Mercury is well into Aries. So that is not going to be a conjunction of any sort taking place there. So this Mercury, there it is, 8:32 p.m. Wednesday. And then after that square to Jupiter completes at 10:07 p.m. on Wednesday, Moon goes on to square the Sun in Pisces until 5:45 a.m. And as we may remember, in the waxing phase of the Moon, this brings us to the second quarter. And right at that moment of second quarter, we are at the point of energizing ourselves to move forward with our goals and our projects. And we also will have in the personal realm the feeling an instinctive moon that wants to, is very curious and needs to know things and wants to communicate, is at odds with the actual in the self. This would be the projection of the personality, which is very gentle and involved in the more mystical or, you know, that type of creative or spiritual mind. This is not the same. So there's a challenge between making those two fit, and also on the outer in terms of two different people who would represent those things. One playing the moon in Gemini, one playing the sun in Pisces. Not really getting it, not getting each other. Very shortly, 3 minutes after the square to the sun, moon in Gemini trines Saturn in Aquarius, 5:48 a.m., and then goes square. That trine should have been lasting longer. It would have been much easier to deal with things. But square Neptune comes in for the moon in Gemini. And that's until 11:43 a.m. on Thursday. And so, you know, this confusion. And maybe there's difficulties in short journeys particularly, but also any kind of travel and engaging dialogues, etc. and so forth. The travel can have weather issues and also, you know, the GPS system. Maybe pulling up the wrong thing, or you didn't notice that it was, you know, sometimes you punch in an address and it gives you the circle instead of the road or whatever, and you're heading in a completely wrong direction. So be very careful on Thursday morning. Pay attention to everything that you're doing if you can, so that you're more grounded. Because we've got the Mercury in Pisces and then the moon getting the square to Neptune. It's fuzzy at best. But once we get through that, we have a Gemini moon flying free, void of course, for the rest of the day. And that will feel good for Gemini moon. Moon will enter Cancer at 2:24 a.m. on Friday, March 11th. And now you get a water moon. It's Cancer, so you get the moon in Cancer trine Mercury in Pisces at 7 a.m. So here is a time when you can get a lot of information psychically, especially things that may relate to your home or your security. You may be getting some good information. As we go on through the day, we do not have an aspect completing until Saturday morning at 2:37 a.m., that is moon in Cancer, sextile Uranus and Taurus. So you'll feel like some beneficial or helpful change or something exciting that's positive may be on the way. That's what you'll be feeling that day, but it will come in again 2:37 a.m., Saturday the 12th. A very, very good Saturday presented to us again. We get moon in Cancer trine Jupiter in Pisces till 12:07 p.m. Now you're, you know, in an extremely positive, optimistic, upbeat mood, and you might as well schedule something so you can enjoy it. And then we'll go to the harmony of the lights with moon in Cancer trine sun in Pisces until 11:52 p.m. Eastern Saturday. So, wow. What a nice flow, a really terrific day. I hope you'll be doing something where you can be with other people and just feel the harmony, because that's what we've got. We have optimism, we have harmony. And then after 11:52, moon in Cancer trine Neptune in Pisces only until 12:25 a.m. Sunday morning, is very psychic. Again, we have a lot of attunement and we can you know, get a lot of information. The Sun, however, is going conjunction Neptune at 7:43 a.m. Sunday morning, and at daylight savings time, oh boy, if you didn't set your clock back and you have to be somewhere, this could be problematic. That is a very confused Sun to begin with. It's not as comfortable in Pisces because the Pisces isn't as strongly heated as the Sun and joining Neptune. So be very aware again of the need, if you have the need to. Daylight savings time, your clock goes forward, so you lose an hour of sleep. So that's happening, as people on the East Coast will most likely be up. I have found, maybe you have too, that now that the morning is getting lighter sooner, and the birds particularly are starting to sing, it's not as easy to stay abed as it was before that started happening. So, the other thing is unfortunately taking place. Sunday is another Sunday that isn't great in terms of aspects. A moon is going opposition Pluto in Capricorn at 11:44 a.m. Eastern, and this is a time when this moon that has such an instinct need to be protected and feel safe and have the attention of someone who's protecting them, let's say, and Pluto in Capricorn is nowhere near doing that. You know, it would feel trapped by that energy. It's much more outer world focused and authority. So that's what's going on in the morning, Sunday the 13th. And then there's a void, of course, moon in Cancer. So moon in Cancer, feelings can get back somewhat, hopefully, into a state of peace or leveling out. But the moon will enter Leo at 3:32 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, Leo has an instinct to get attention and affection and have people be loyal, and also in the space of wanting that respect. And it's going opposition Mars in Aquarius. Now, Mars in Aquarius will fight for freedom. So we just had Mars, as I am recording this. Mars had entered during the night Aquarius, and so did Venus. And we're looking at a world situation now where Mars in Aquarius is going to be very much of a player. And so this moon in Leo that can be, you know, wanting to be the queen or the king, even though it's the moon, is dealing with somebody who's, you know, again, a warrior for anything but that. It's a warrior for change and innovation and equality. So that's what we've got for the end of the week. And it will complete that aspect at 3:17 a.m. on Monday the 14th. And after that, the opposition to Venus is coming in until 6 a.m., which for many and most will be more of a dream time thing. And you might see those kinds of issues in dreams if you remember your dreams. So, coming on the week beginning March 14th, we're going to be in second quarter until Friday, where we reach the full moon. So once we're in second quarter, you know, we're like striving to achieve things, right? So that's the thrust until the full moon comes in. So because there is also a spring equinox happening, full moon and spring equinox. Big weekend, Friday the 18th, full moon, Sunday the 20th, sun enters Aries. So there'll be a bit to talk about. next week, so I'll have to see if there will be a separate podcast this time for the full moon or for the equinox. Anyway, that's what we'll be talking about. And so I wish you good luck with adjusting to your time changes and the change of Mercury. And I'll say goodbye for now.